Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
I am guessing that none of us in here have had as difficult and an uncomfortable, a cringeworthy conversation with our parents than our listener had to have with their parents this weekend. What is the most uncomfortable one you guys have ever had to have with your parents?
Oh my God. I feel like it's the obvious one. Like the one?
Yeah.
That one was pretty cringy.
The birds and the bees one?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I'm guessing that mom's took that one?
My mom took that one, and she cornered me, because I remember, I will never forget this, because I already knew, because I was a fast kid, and my mom was looking at, like, AOL.com, and an article about Jamie Lynn Spears popped up, you know what I'm talking about? Like, when she was going through her teen phase, and she looked at the article, and she goes, do you know how this happens, Abby? And literally, I took off and locked myself in the bathroom. I was like, I know! They told me at the lunch table! Bye!
Oh, it's the most cringeworthy, the most difficult conversation you ever have to have with your parents?
I feel like, trying to think off the top of my head, it was probably when I, well, at least I, in that moment, I decided that I wasn't coming home for Thanksgiving anymore. That was rough.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tears started coming, and I saw how much it meant to my mom, and I was like, just kidding. And I changed my mind completely.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't do that. So probably that one.
Oh, yours?
When I dropped out of UK.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, because we were very well into the semester. And what I had done is just dropped a class here, dropped a class there, dropped a class here, dropped a class there until I wasn't taking a class.
Yeah.
And I had to come clean that, yeah, I was taking the semester off.
I had to have similar conversations with my mom and my dad after therapy and going to them and saying, hey, I realize now how crappy parents you were. Those weren't easy.
That's got to be tough.
Those were tough. But I'd still rather have that one than this one. Hey, mom, dad, I can hear what's going on in the bedroom.
Yeah, so she, our Burt Show listener hit us up and she is freaking out because she needs to have this conversation but doesn't know how, because she lost her job the end of last year. And she, at the age of 20-something, ended up moving back in with her parents. They've been very kind to open their home so she can kind of get back on her feet, save some money. However, the walls are very thin in the house. And her parents, though they've been married for a long time, are still very, very much blissfully in love with each other and like to show each other on that physical level how much they love each other. So she hears them doing it all the time. And she's hit her breaking point.
All right, the update reads, first off, thank you for reading my email and giving me advice and some much-needed laughs. I decided I was just going to talk to my mom and finally address the situation. Daughter to mother seemed way better than daughter to father. I agree. I thought I had a solid plan. Really didn't want to do it at home. So I invited my mom out to lunch, thinking a nice, casual setting would make the conversation easier.
Nothing like a little Panera salad to make this convo go down easier.
Is that a conversation you want to have in public?
No. Absolutely not.
I wouldn't think so.
Hell no.
Nope. We had a good time, chatted about life, my job search, some family updates. Every time I tried to bring it up, my stomach knotted up, and I just couldn't do it. How do you casually slide in, hey, I can hear you and dad getting freaky at night, into a conversation over chicken salad? We were nearing the end of lunch, and I knew I needed to rip the Band-Aid. I literally opened my mouth to say something about my mom and dad's intimate sessions, but instead, I blurted out, who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl? I panicked. The words just wouldn't come out, and my mom hates sports and was thoroughly confused. So now I'm back to square one. Still traumatized, still losing sleep, and still no closer to addressing it. Do I even bother trying again, Or do I just suffer in silence?
What were your suggestions on Friday? You guys had something more petty than this.
I'm not going to say it's petty. I would like to label it as creative. My creative solution to this problem was that if you can hear your parents, then that means your parents can hear you, right? So one night before they're about to get intimate or whatever, you time it just right and you jump up and down on your bed, make those types of noises so then they can hear you in your room. And then hopefully they have common sense and the light bulb will go off that, oh my God, we can hear her. That means she can hear us.
Now, I like the idea, but why does she have to time it to make it right before the parents are about to do it?
Can't you just give them their time? Can't it be in the middle of the day?
Yeah, it could be at any time.
How about just saying something to the effect of, even over dinner or whatever, man, I can hear everything in your room. I mean, the walls are so thin. Can you guys hear what's going on in my room?
That's what I would do.
Uh-huh.
Just like that.
I actually had to do this to an apartment neighbor a couple of years ago. So I lived in an apartment where the bedrooms were up against each other. So we shared a wall. And every night, like clockwork, at 12:45, I'd hear, oh, you shared headboards. Okay. And so I had to leave them like a ransom note. Be like, hey, guys, love that you guys just moved in. Just wanted to let you know I can hear everything. underline. Just thought I would inform you as to what's going on over here at 1208 apartment.
Did they get it?
Oh, yeah, they got it. And then they moved out the next month. So.
Did they really?
They were there 4 months and I was like, my work here is done.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.